Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Porpoise Pod swimming on here, celebratory 3-0. Porpoise Pod as the Dolphins beat the Bills. Listen, that's what the 3-0 stands for in 305. All right, that's what it is. All right, we just how loving was that Tua, like, just taking Josh Allen? He goes, I'm so sorry we kicked your ass, Josh. Like, what a sweetheart, you know?
He just comforted him. You know, yep. It's got to be tough ripping face masks off. You get a chance to get a field goal at the end of the half. You bobble the hike, and then you can't even spike the ball at the end of the game. Can't even get a playoff, Tobin. I mean, the lack of awareness by this Bills offense. Can't even. These are supposed to be the Super Bowl champions, and they have mistakes flying everywhere. 90 snaps, and you only get 17 points. It's got to be tough for old Josh Allen. You know, the golden boy. Everybody loves him. Everybody's saying how much better he is than Tua. Bills fans are chanting Tua sucks on Monday Night Football. And guess what? Get out of here with a big fat L.
Let me tell you something right now. Buffalo. Okay. He needed 13 completions to beat the so-called best team in the NFL today. Did it with a back that was turned to zigzag. I never want to hear about Tua's arm again. I never want to hear it. That dime that he dropped to Jalen Waddle in the fourth quarter, just money to set up a touchdown on 3rd and 22, dude. Okay. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I got a 60-yard touchdown. I got a 48-yard touchdown. I got a how many 40-yard plus plays, 45-yard plus plays does this dude need to show you that he's got an NFL arm? Can we put this to bed already and stop with the laziness? Because I only saw one guy dinking and dunking all over the place today, and it was Josh Allen. That was a guy who was scared to make big plays today. He was running for his life, which, by the way, he's very hard to tackle. I know I've mentioned that 3 times already. He's very hard to tackle, but you want to know something? Every time he was running for his life, it wasn't like he was hosing it down the field. Oh, no. It was Singletary, save me. Little check down. That's all he was doing the entire game, dude. Tua, man's throws. Big time throws. He had 2 drives that mattered, okay? He had the one drive where it was like first down, first down, first down, first down, Craycraft. And then it was like bomb to Jalen Waddle. We 3rd and 22? That's over in Dolphins land before this season. No shot. And now, doesn't matter. He's a chunk player, dude.
Tobin, we didn't even need Tyreek Hill to beat the Bills. Think about that. We just throw the ball to Craycraft. A little Craycraft here. A little Durham Smythe over here. A little Waddle. You know, a little Waddle. Throw him a little deep ball. Dimeski on 3rd and 22. We didn't even need Tyreek Hill to beat these Bills. Unbelievable.
Tyreek Hill was sitting there. 2 catches, 33 yards. Jalen Waddle, who now has, I would say, does he lead the league in receiving now? I would imagine he had to jump because Stephon Diggs had a nice game. He had 74, but let's see.
Also,
let me go to that.
Also
old...
another guy struggling in the heat. He was rolling on the ground.
Oh, my God. He was, he was all over the place. Let's see. So Jalen Waddle, he's about 3. It's like, I think he's got like a 1 yard advantage right now over Stephon Diggs after today. So Jalen Waddle. And it has now taken the lead for leading receiver in the league. What a guy. What a guy.
4 receptions, 102 yards. The 45 was the longest of the day for Miami. Tyreek Hill, 2 receptions, 33 yards. He really had one that was for 22, but then it's Durham Smythe. Craycraft had one. Gesicki had one for 6 yards. Chase Edmonds had one. Sherfield had one for 5 yards. That's it, dude. That's it.
I know. And that's all they need. They had the ball for less than 20 minutes in this game. It was crazy. This game drove me nuts because it was just these drives where the Dolphins were off the field for like 30 minutes of real time. And then they would just take these long drives because it would always end up like some third and long. And then Josh Allen, like they'd be like at the shoestrings, it'd be like Sealer draped on him or like, you know, Von Ginkel on him or you know, whoever. And they would just be Jalen Phillips felt like he was on his shoestrings the entire game. And they just couldn't corral the dude because he's a behemoth.
He's slipping under sacks the entire time. Miami ended up with like four, I think, or three sacks.
Four sacks as well. And not only that though, but like how many dropped interceptions did the Dolphins have today? Because it felt crazy. Like six or seven.
Crazy, especially late in the game on that drive where Buffalo ends up getting the stop. And by the way, Tobin, how many people highlighted, made a big deal out of Tua one-hopping a pass in the fourth quarter against New England to Trent Sherfield? I want that same damn energy with Josh Allen on the game-winning pass, fourth down. They needed a touchdown, and he one-hops it to his wide receiver.
Yeah,
one-hops it.
Let me know when you get unlimited Josh Allen arm at Olive Garden. Noodle. Like, dude, come on. Get your arm strength up. What are we doing here, dude? You just come in here all cocky, willy-nilly, thinking you were going to come and win that game?